Chazar sich in der Schabach, 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 Sagt der Mishnah, bei Shammai say an old Sukkah, it's possible by Sila say it is kosher. A Sukkah is considered to be an old Sukkah who was built more than 30 days before Sukkah. However, if it was built for the purpose of the mitzvah of Sukkah, even by Shammai would agree that it's a kosher even if it was built before these 30 days. What's the reason of the Shita Beis Shammai? And for the Gemara, the Pasuk says Chag HaSukkos, which he darshens to mean that the Sukkah has to be built for the sake of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Beis Hillel darshens this Pasuk like Rav Sheshet, that the Pasuk teaches Chag HaSukkos LaShem. The wood of the Sukkah is also to be used for any other purpose for all 7 days of Sukkos. For the Gemara, Beis Shammai also need the Pasuk for this. And for the Gemara, the reasoning for his Shita is from the pasuk that says Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha Shivas Yom. He dashes this to teach that the sukkah has to be built for the chag. But he'll use this pasuk to teach that one may build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. But Shammai don't need the pasuk to teach that because they hold the Rabbi Eliezer that one may not build taka a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. For the Gemara, according to Beis Hillel, who say that a sukkah need not be made for the sake of sukkahs, other mitzvahs shouldn't have to be made for their particular sake either. That would mean, however, the problem with that is that Rav and Shmuel argue on them because they hold that the strings of tzitzis on the beged must be placed there for the sake of the mitzvah. The chayyur they don't hold like Beis Hillel, and for the Gemara, tzitzis are different because the pasuk says gedilim tasa loch, which means that they have to be made for the sake of the mitzvah. For the Gemara, the pasuk regarding sukkah also says chag sukkah is tasa licha. Said that pasuk teaches that a stolen sukkah is possible. Maybe the pasuk by tzitzis is also teaching that the stolen tzitzis are possible. And for the Gemara, there's another pasuk regarding tzitzis that says v'asu lohem, which means that they're possible if they're stolen. Zok the Mishnah, if someone builds a sukkah under a tree, it's as if it was built inside the house and it's therefore possible. If someone built a sukkah on top of another sukkah, the upper sukkah is kosher and the bottom sukkah is possible. Rabbi Yehuda says if no one's living in the upper sukkah, the bottom one is kosher. Zok the Gemara, Rav said a sukkah built under a tree is only possible if the branches on the tree provide more shade and sunlight, meaning it protects most of the sukkah from the sun. However, if it does not do so, the sukkah will be kosher. We can learn this from the Mishnah, which compares this case to a sukkah built in a house. This comparison was made to teach that just like a house provides shades for most of the sukkah built inside of it, so too the tree only makes it possible if it provides shades for most of the sukkah built under it. Shlech the Gemara, why is that so? The pasul's chach should be considered as combining with the valet's chach, and the sukkah should therefore be pasul. Rav Papa answered, the Mishnah is talking about where the person lowered the branches and mixed it with the schach, in which case the pasul's chach becomes bottle in the majority of the valet, of the kosher schach. In fact, that case is obvious. The Gemara says we would think that we should be geyser in the case where we lowered the pasul schach into the kosher schach. That should be pasul as a gzeira to stop one from thinking that it's kosher even when they're not lowered. Kamash Molan, that we're not afraid of that. In fact, Gemara Braisa already teaches that we're not geyser in this case. After tomorrow, we would have thought that the Braisa only allows a bediyeva. The Mishnah teaches that's even allowed the chatchila. The Mishnah said, Sukkah al gabi sukkah v'chulu. A braisa says, a pasuk about sukkah is teish, which teaches that one must sit in a sukkah, but not in a sukkah that's under another sukkah, or a sukkah that's under a tree, or a sukkah that's inside a house. In fact, Gemara, the word basukah is written in the plural, suggests that one may sit in a sukkah beneath another sukkah, because it's a plural, basukais. So if Nachum Yitzchak answered, the word is written without a vav, thus suggesting that the singular rather than the plural, therefore it only can only sit in one sukkah, you can't sit in a sukkah under a sukkah. The Yirmiyah said, regarding a sukkah built underneath another sukkah, there are times when both are valid, there are times when both are possible, there are times when the lower one is valid but the other one is possible, and times when the lower one is possible and the upper one is valid. If the schach of the lower sukkah would allow more sun than shade to pass through, but the schach of the upper sukkah would not, then the schach of the upper one and the schach of the upper one is within 20 yamas of the ground, both sukkahs are valid. If the schach of both sukkahs are enough to shade most of the sukkah from the sun and the upper schach is above 20 yamas, both sukkahs are possible. If the schach of the lower one is sufficient, but the schach of the upper one is not, and the upper schach is within 20 yamas, so the schach is not possible on its face, then the lower sukkah is valid and the upper one is possible. If both sets of schach are sufficient and are within 20 yamas, the upper sukkah is valid and the lower one is possible. For that, all these cases seem to be obvious. The third case was necessary to be taught, and it teaches that we're not geyser in that case for a case where the schach of the upper sukkah is more than 20 yamas high, in which case the lower sukkah would be possible as well.